This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, of course, there's always people who do stupid. And I guess some nurses at Naval Hospital Jacksonville have outraged a bunch of people as they posted videos and flipped off babies that they were taking care of. Images originally uploaded to Snapchat, later shared on Facebook by concerned recipients, shows one of the nurses flipping off a baby with the caption, "How I currently feel about these mini Satans." A second photo shows another nurse holding a baby in the arms and is taken from a video in which she makes a child dance to 50 Cent song in the club. I'm sorry, that's not funny. Okay, you did not make a baby dance to that. Okay. Look, I know some of you are like, wait a second. I've had my baby dance. I've had my baby. I would take the kids' arms when they were babies and flip off daddy, you know, with their arms. I thought that would be so funny, you know. And the baby was like, it's funny. And I'm like, I know, it's so cute because daddy can't do anything to you. Right, because mommy made you do it. But, you know, I would not do it with a patient, okay? And you're talking about a newborn, okay, who is not supposed to be sitting there twerking, okay? Your kids at home, you know, we have a little bit more, you know, we get a little bit more creative, you know, when we want to sing and dance and, you know, with our, when we want to entertain them, okay, and make them giggle. But no, these, no, not in the hospital. And so in the video, the nurse can be seen laughing and joking with someone behind the camera, and who could be heard saying, "We are going to hell." The woman can be seen holding the child under each arm as the song plays. She moves the newborn arms around to the beat, imitating rap musicians and music videos. Pictures on the incident were shared hundreds of thousands of times after being posted online and were quickly brought to the attention of hospital authorities. A statement from the hospital's commanding officer was uploaded to Facebook, and it says, "We are aware of a video posted online. It's outrageous, unacceptable, incredibly unprofessional, and cannot be tolerated. We have identified the staff members involved. They have been removed from patient care, and they will be handled by the legal system and military justice." And I don't understand why she was flipping the baby off. I just don't get that. I don't. Anyway, so they are also notifying the patient's parents, and, you know, none of the babies got hurt, you know, but it just doesn't make sense. And we're talking about a naval hospital, you know. So the nurses were branded cruel and disgusting by a bunch of people mad on social media. Jane Ackerton, who identified herself as a nurse from Tennessee, wrote, "They need to have their nursing license revoked. I'm totally disgusted how juvenile grow up." As a former Navy daughter, Miss Allen said, "Navy wife and mother of a child born at NAS Jax, I am sick by this behavior." So, you know, it's, okay, I think the problem is we are in a society now where everybody wants to be a star, everybody wants to make people laugh, and I guess people also get bored on the job. And when people get bored on the job, they do stupid. Obviously, these staff members have too much time on their hands if they can sit there and take a baby, find the music, you know, have somebody videotape, do the dance type stuff, and then sit there and pose flipping the baby off. You know, we expect our healthcare professionals, no matter, you know, what, what position they have, to, you know, be, not be idiots, okay? And, you know, we expect them to be professional. Hey, you know, they don't have to be cold, they don't have to be quiet, they don't have to be unfeeling, all right? You know, but there's this, we cause this type of stupid stuff, okay? You know, when you have a doctor that raps, and everybody's like, oh, that's cool, he's a doctor who raps, or when you see a police officer dance in the middle of a street or dance in his car, okay, we think it's cool, and we think it's funny. Marshawn Lynch, right, doing like a 45-second dance on the sideline when the Raiders were winning, right? Everybody liked watching that video, okay? It's like, oh, this is so cool. This is, you know, this is what people like to watch. You know, people get entertained, all right? But this need for entertainment, to be entertained, to be the entertainer, is starting to turn into a sickness. And you have people doing stupid, okay? If a pilot was doing a selfie or twerking in the middle of a cockpit, he'd get fired, right? You know, or, you know, flipping off the passengers, okay? You want to think that whoever is, I guess, at the helm, right, is professional. That's the best word for it, and is putting your best interests at stake. And so, you know, did they perform the biggest crime in the world? No, they didn't. Were they stupid? Yeah. And so should they have their licenses revoked? I'd want to hear a little bit more about, you know, the story. But, you know, if you flip off a patient, okay, it's not a patient who told you off. Trust me, I've had patients tell me off. Okay, I still never flipped them off. You know, I've still never told, I mean, again, I'm a doctor. Okay, you know, I'm licensed. I'm a board-certified family physician. Okay, my job is to take care of you. Even if you have mental illness, I have to take care of you even if you're an idiot, okay? I'm not supposed to tell you off unless I think you're going to harm me or some other reason. Then I'm like, okay, get the hell out. You're going to hurt me or the staff. Get out. But, this idea that I want to be funny, I want to post a video, I want to be entertaining, and we're talking about a little baby that doesn't really need to be flipped off. And again, if a nurse thinks that babies are little Satans, like, I mean, maybe it was just the whole character thing she was trying to have them portray, but it worries you, you know, because you want to think your most innocent, vulnerable creature in the, you know, animal, you know, in the human species is going to be in the hands of people who are very adept. So, all right, this lady did stupid. All right, more to come when we get back. I want to talk about Toys R Us is filing for bankruptcy. For those of us who just loved the giraffe and salivated at the thought of our parents getting our Christmas or Hanukkah presents at Toys R Us, seeing store locations close and seeing bankruptcy, hearing that they're filing for bankruptcy scares us. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Docadali, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Toys R Us, the largest U.S. toy store chain, has filed for bankruptcy protection this week. This is the latest sign of turmoil in the retail industry, as more people want to shop online or use discount chains. Okay, I probably bought most of the toys for the kids all these years at Target or Walmart. Toys R Us is about maybe 15 miles away from my house. I got a Target or a Walmart up the street. So without there being a lot of locations, you know. And another issue is if I have to buy a toy or get a gift card, I usually also need to get some groceries or I need to get some toilet paper. Walmart does that for me. Toys R Us doesn't. I think Toys R Us does sell some toilet paper, but again, it's not It's not known to be a Walmart. And Toys R Us said it received a commitment for over $3 billion in debtor in possession financing from lenders, including J.P. Morgan, Lead Bank Syndicate, and some of the company's existing lenders. They say the new financing, subject to court approval, is expected to immediately improve the company's financial health and support its ongoing operations during the court-supervised process. Now, it looks like I'm looking at a picture of, you know, a store being closed, right, previously in previous years. So I don't know if we know how many stores are going to be closed right now. We don't know about the 1,600 stores or the 64,000 employees worldwide. So there's obviously some doubt on the future. The retailer's operations outside the U.S. and Canada include about 255 licensed stores and joint venture partnerships in Asia. Those are separate entities, and they are not filing the Chapter 11 proceedings. So Toys R Us, this is happening right before holiday season. And Toys R Us still gets a lot of shoppers holiday season. So they filed the petition in the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Eastern District of Virginia and Richmond, Virginia, and the company has not shown a net quarterly since 2013. And 2013 was roughly the time when we started to see Black Friday sales and, you know, more internet shopping start to boom. Okay? Amazon's been around for a while, but really over the last few years, it has just skyrocketed in people doing their online shopping there. Now, the first Toys R Us opened back in 1957, and its inaugural CEO, Charles Lazarus, presided over the company until 1994. Then the company was bought out in 2005, and when it was bought, it still had major debts. And then the company experienced some success under CEO David Brandon. And but unfortunately, the online retailing industry has taken over. Now, Toys R Us operates huge warehouses. When you go to a Toys R Us, one of the big, attractive, one of the big, things that attract shoppers is it's huge. You walk in there and you are just overwhelmed with ceiling high toys. All right. What that means is high real estate. And Toys R Us has had to choose locations. They have more than 800 locations in the U.S., but they've had to choose locations that aren't prime real estate as a result of that. Okay. You know, you can't have a little baby small, you can't have a little tiny baby small, you know, toy store. That's not where, you know, kids go, you know. And, you know, you have a younger kid, you have an older kid. So you obviously need to, you know, be able to have enough variety and have enough, you know, supply that choices and options. And so Toys R Us, unfortunately, was in a phenomenal location in terms of where they were in retail in the 70s and 80s, you know, and maybe even 90s, but they were destined to fail with online. And Toys R Us are huge anchors, even in the real estate chains that they have that might not be in the costliest and most expensive of areas. And, you know, it's interesting because I'm hearing people complain that they're starting to miss shopping, that sometimes they'll just want to go to a store and walk around and look. You know, there's this place in Las Vegas. If you've ever been to Las Vegas, you need to go off the strip. We have beautiful, shopping malls and centers. And, you know, the mall of the 80s, you know, where it's enclosed, that's not what we're building in Las Vegas. We're building more outdoor, outdoor mall areas. You know, like downtown Summerlin, Tivoli Square, that kind of thing. Tivoli Gardens. And so you walk around outside Town Square and you know, it's kind of like you have either a farmer's market or you have all these retail stores, but you're outside. It stinks during the summer and maybe the 6 weeks when we have bad winter, but the rest of the year we got amazing weather. So it works. And I notice, and I watch shoppers, okay? You know, because we'll walk around. And we like to walk around and go into a store. And what is the first thing I tell my husband or my husband tells me after we look at a price tag or something? Go, we can get this cheaper online. All right, so we look around and go, oh, man, that's beautiful. How much are they charging? $30? Well, I could get it online for $20. And I try to keep that quiet, you know, because I don't want to upset the salespeople. You know, and I understand why they have to charge more. It's because they're paying for expensive real estate. Being in these malls, these outdoor malls, are expensive. But I could get the stuff online cheaper. Now, in the past, it didn't make sense to order things online because you had to pay for shipping. And shipping could be $5.99, $8.99. So just buy it there. You're there. Now we're able to get free shipping. So, you know, it's there, and I really, really feel bad. I really, you know, I talk about this a lot on the show because I really get nervous. A lot of you guys out there have small stores, all right? You know, have restaurants, have shops, and it's, you know, you're fighting to pay your bills. The recession killed us. Right? Now we have Obamacare and trying to, you know, pay for your employees and health insurance and dealing with all the other, you know, BS you have to do. Workers' comp and, you know, liability insurance and advertising and, you know, taxes and corporate taxes and sales taxes and all that. It's a real pain in the butt to run a business. It really is. And, you know, I see businesses close. You know, my family, my, you know, dad, you know, he fixed appliances in people's houses. He tried to have a store. He tried to have a store, and he supplied the store, and, you know, dealing with, you know, employees would steal supplies, and, you know, employees want to come to work, and, you know, a whole variety of things happened where it just wasn't financially reasonable for him to own that store. And I've seen the shopping center that he used to be at not doing that good. So everybody relies on everybody else to do well. And something like Toys R Us, you know, going down is really sad. Okay? You know, and the other thing, too, is I think, you know, there's a lot of bonding that happens with your kid. You know, I remember as a little kid, my parents taking me to Toys R Us, and, you know, we didn't have a lot of money. So for me to go to Toys R Us to buy a toy, okay, that was something super special. Because usually for Hanukkah or whatever, you know, they would get us Play-Doh or get us something, and, you know, maybe we'd get one big present for all of us that would share, like, something really, really cool, like an Atari. I think we got Atari once for the whole family, and that was our big Hanukkah gift, which was huge back then. But, you know, the idea of going with your parents and shopping, you know, Toys R Us gave you that. Now it's Walmart. Kids love going with mom to Walmart and, you know, dad, you know, to Home Depot and Lowe's. So, personally, I think some stores are still going to be out there because people are going to want that feel. But unless they could bring their prices down and make their toys cheaper, and Toys R Us was more expensive than Walmart every time I went in there. You know, you're not, you know, why, if I could save $5, why would I drive 15 miles? And so, you know, hopefully they could restructure. Hopefully 64,000 people do not have to lose their jobs. But people, the writing is on the walls. If you're in retail, okay, you need to make yourself stand out because you're going to have a much harder time finding another job. One way to make yourself stand out is make sure you learn another language. Okay? You know, for those of you that live in areas where Spanish is spoken very heavily, learn some Spanish. Hey, you know, make yourself competitive. For those of you that are sick of being in retail and sick of losing jobs as you know, these companies downsize, then go back to school, get more education so you could do a different career. But the writing's on the wall, and it's a real shame, and I'm not sure what, you know, things are going to look like. You know, for the very first time, we ordered Uber Eats. So you know how Uber Eats, you go online, and they show you all the different restaurants, and you pay a $5 delivery. Right? And then I like to tip the driver also, but it's cheaper than going out and leaving a tip. You leave a $10, $20 tip. It's cheaper to do Uber Eats, right? And it's more convenient. And, you know, restaurants later, they may not even have to have the square footage. They can later just have a kitchen and the food be just delivered. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so Senator Lindsey Graham said, if you believe repealing and replacing Obamacare is a good idea, this bill is your best and only chance to make it happen. And what's interesting is this bill is being sponsored by Senator Dean Heller of Nevada, my home state, and Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. If they get 52 Republican senators, then the Graham Cassidy bill, if they, or with 52 Republican senators, the Graham Cassidy bill can only afford to lose two Republican votes and then need Vice President Mike Pence to break the tie. So, let's just quickly review what the Graham Cassidy plan is. So they propose, and we talked about this before on the show, but I need to catch you up because this is getting close and they're looking pretty optimistic about it. The Graham Cassidy plan proposes distributing some federal funding currently available under the ACA directly to states in the form of block grants. So from 2020 to 2026, states are going to receive a set amount of federal funding to be used at their discretion for health care coverage. They say cost-sharing subsidies the federal government pays to insurance companies to lower the cost of some plans, all right, for the individual marketplaces and money some states receive to expand their Medicaid rolls would go away. So what that means is rather than the feds mandating what the money goes to, they give it to the states, and the states could use it for what they really think their constituents need. They say the 31 states that applied for Medicaid expansion funding under the Affordable Care Act would see that money rolled back and then eventually cut off, according to ABC News. Graham and Cassidy say their plan would help balance Medicaid funding across the country. Democrats say states with large Medicaid populations would struggle to provide coverage to their populations. Spending on Medicaid would be done per capita, meaning that less populous states like Maine and Alaska might have a little bit more issues in terms of funding. But again, it's based on the number of people who need it. They say the plan will repeal two key parts of Obamacare, the individual and employer mandate. As I've said before, these are still in tow. These are still existing. We still have the employer mandate, and we still have the individual mandate. States would apply for waivers to alter what counts for an essential health benefit for insurance companies as they design their own plan options. So it gives states the ability to change some of the essential health benefits. States would obtain waivers so that insurance companies could charge people with some pre-existing conditions more for some plans in their states. Even though the current practice is prohibited under current law, you have some people that say, look, okay, I need an affordable plan. Okay, I have no problem with you not paying for my high blood pressure. Fine. Okay, that's fine. I could get my blood pressure medicine for $7 at Walmart. Please at least cover my other stuff. So you have some people saying, look, this pre-existing condition for the most part, this pre-existing condition allowing insurance or preventing insurance from banning rejecting the claim based on that is, I think, a very, very highly popular part of the Affordable Care Act. But you have a lot of people individually that want to barter, you know, and say, look, okay, yeah, I had, you know, like for me, for example, okay, I had a tumor on my ovary. All right. Look, that it's done. It's gone. Okay, if you want to say that's a pre-existing condition, that's fine. But I don't know if later I'm going to get diabetes. I don't know if later, you know, can I please have a cheaper plan? Okay, and I will allow you to not cover X, Y, and Z. You know, it's interesting. The idea of can we fine-tune and, you know how you get a hamburger? Remember Burger King, have it your way? Or, you know, you walk into Chipotle or whatever. You're like, look, I want lettuce, but no cheese. I want tomatoes, but none of this. And then I will purchase that final product. Okay? Some people want that. Yeah, you know, because whatever we have isn't working right now. Now, fine, you don't want to cover my asthma? Okay, fine, you don't have to cover my asthma, but make that premium come down, make that deductible come down, so I know you're going to cover everything else. So, I don't know if that individuality is going to happen based on this, but it's something that some people are interested in. So insurers, they say, would still likely have to offer people with pre-existing plans choices, but they could potentially limit coverage options under this proposed bill. Now, Graham Cassidy was also allow people over the age of 30 to buy into catastrophic coverage plans. They have high deductibles but lower premiums and less benefits. That's a way to get maybe younger people, the 30-somethings, you know, to, maybe buy insurance. The big problem we have is, you know, Obamacare allows a 26-year-old to stay on their parents' plan. But when the kid's 27, you think they want to pay $1,000 a month? Oh, hell no. So they don't. What if they're 32? Nah. So, you know, we need to encourage those 27-plussers to still buy insurance because we need healthy dollars going into the system. They say the bill would also allow insurance companies to charge older Americans 5 times more than younger Americans. Now, that's debatable. This is coming from ABC News. So when will Congress vote? They say McConnell assured that the Graham and Cassidy will have a vote once the senators can drum up the 50 votes needed to pass the bill. They say right now they're having some issues. McCain has raised procedural concerns over the bill, saying he is hesitant to support any legislation that has not been scrutinized in committee hearings. So, you know, we need McCain. We would need Collins of Maine. We'd need Lisa Murkowski. We'd need Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, Rob Portman of Ohio. And unfortunately, right now, they have indicated they wouldn't support the bill. Rand Paul is opposed to the bill because he's calling it Obamacare light. So, you know, if you have a handful of senators that you know, don't plan on support it, that it's not going to go through. And then, of course, the Congressional Budget Office is going to try to give us a preliminary assessment of the bill later this week, but it will not be able to give us a full score of the bill for at least a few weeks. And the CBO score indicates how much the legislation will affect the government's deficit and is needed for the Senate to vote. Okay, so remember, we need to know before September 30th if it's going to add more money to the federal budget, because those are some things that will prevent us being able to pass this under the Reconciliation Act process. And also, usually the CBO will also include how many people would lose health insurance. What we need to decide collectively as a country is, are we going to keep everybody who had to emergently go on Medicaid? Are we going to allow them to keep it, or was it only supposed to be temporary? Again, the big question we have, which we've talked about on the show before, is how many Americans are supposed to be needing welfare and Medicaid? How many Americans do we have that are poor enough to need Medicaid? Now, what we did is we expanded the income requirements. So, you know, you could be in a lower middle income class and still technically qualify for Medicaid. Right? And understandably so. I mean, you know, you can only do so much, you know, with low wages and unemployment and only getting part-time work because of Obamacare. And, you know, the way the bill was designed, more people are needing Medicaid. If your employer, you know, doesn't want to get charged per employee, then the cheapest thing for them to do is to only hire you part-time. So people putting part-time work together, of course they're going to need to go on Medicaid. Well, don't we want that temporary? Don't we want to change things around? Okay, don't we want people having full-time jobs and having an insurance plan that they could, you know, count on even if they leave work? Yeah, the big problem we have is the employer is in charge of our health care, and the employer doesn't even want to be. We have employers in charge of our health care, so when an employer fires you, not only do you lose your job, you lose your health care. That's a bad system. And employers, they don't want to pay for your health care. They don't want to, you know, everyone's like, oh, man, my employer, you know, is against me having birth control. And I don't want the employer even knowing what my, you know, plan covers or what I need. I don't want them involved. Please keep them out. You know, have a system such that we can purchase our own. And some of you really, really want the government option, the public option, or a single payer. You know, I just don't see that as being good, solid health insurance that can be sustained financially. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well.
So visit LearnHelpSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, September is National Preparedness Month, so the best thing you can do right now is to make sure to put your health a priority. And a preventative screening service that looks for plaque buildup in your arteries should be first on your list. We have to think about stroke and prevent stroke. And Lifeline Screening offers quick, easy, and painless screenings. They use ultrasound technology to evaluate your risk for stroke and heart disease. And they're available as part of an affordable screening package that provides personalized results. You can share them with your healthcare provider, share them on Snapchat, do whatever the hell you want. But You know, don't wait for your insurance company to decide what you need as preventative. Call now. Take action by calling Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE. Packages start at $149, saves you over 50%, much more affordable than if you ordered it through your high-deductible insurance plan. Call Lifeline Screening at 888-815-LIFE to schedule an appointment today. That's 888-815-LIFE or 5433. Remember, the power of prevention is yours. Now, we've been talking about a lot of stupid that's been going on, and I guess a New York City hospital has been hit with a $2.5 million lawsuit after allegedly faxing a patient's HIV diagnosis to his work. Patient known as, quote, John Doe, all right, in the court documents has filed a $2.5 million negligence lawsuit against Mount Sinai St. Luke's Hospital after one of the clinics faxed his medical records to his employer's mail room. Why would you fax that? This is being reported by New York Daily News. He said, my most intimate and personal secrets are broadcast for everyone who happened to be walking by my office fax machine. For years now, I have been struggling to cope with how my life has changed by the unbelievably careless act of the people of whom I trusted with my care. The lawsuit was filed September 9th and reportedly claims he was being treated at the hospital Spencer Cox Clinic in 2014 when he asked for his records so that he could send them to another clinic, specifically instructing hospital staffers to mail the documents to a post office box. How the heck did they get a fax number to the mail room? That makes no sense. He had been diagnosed with HIV only a few months earlier, and the files, which indicated his HIV positive status, made their way to his supervisor, according to New York Daily News. The man ended up quitting his job. He was forced to tell family and friends about his illness, something he was not prepared to do. He said, I simply could not stay with that company. I was in a constant state of apprehension about whether or not a colleague or supervisor was looking at me differently because they knew about my diagnosis. Their paranoia and anxiety was too much. And the CDC has said the stigma associated with the diagnosis of HIV could lead to more fear, more discrimination, which is why a lot of people don't even want to go to the doctor and get themselves tested. Now, Mount Sinai and St. Luke's Hospital has called the mistake egregious and a breach of Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, or HIPAA, a federal law about the safeguarding medical information, according to court papers. And the hospital paid a $387,000 fine to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, who launched an investigation based on the complaint. It's bad enough to be diagnosed with HIV, but to have his health records sent to his place of work for everyone to see compounds a very difficult situation. His family was not aware of his status, and everyone at work was. Okay, so a lot of things to talk about here, all right? First, who was the doofus at the clinic that decided to fax medical records that have the HIV? Now, believe it or not, okay, faxing medical records is a very common thing that happens. You could scan medical records, you could email, you could fax, you have a cover sheet saying this is highly confidential, but how many times does that stop some nosy busybody at work from looking at it? And so even if a cover sheet says, look, this is confidential, if you accidentally get this, please let us know, the problem is you still sent them. And, medical records get faxed to specialists all the time, which is why I said if you think that your medical records are 100% private, you're wrong. Okay? If I diagnose you with something and, I need to send you to a specialist, the specialist asks for the records. I have to give that specialist the records. We used to send them by mail. Then we sent them by fax, and now we could send them by email or electronic. But, again, there's somebody that can access those or see them or process them. Now, okay, usually records are faxed, not so much by a medical provider, but by staff. And staff, no matter what industry, has been known to do things half-assed. And so I'm wondering how they got access to a fax number that was at a person's work. Sometimes on your initial paperwork, they ask you for a phone, they ask you for an email, and they ask you for a fax. Usually, I don't think I've ever been asked for a fax number, at my work, because medical offices don't usually fax to people's work. So one question is did the patient ever ask them before to fax something to their work, like a work note. And so when the staff person had to give him his records, he goes, oh, I got his fax number. So that could have happened. Or maybe the supervisor said, look, he wants his records, okay, if, you know, you need to get them to him. And that person felt stressed that they decided to call his work, find this, you know, closest fax number, and send the records. Either way, that was stupid. Right? Really, really dumb. But my guess is the patient had given them a particular fax number. That's how they had it. And it was for something else. And somebody decided to use that said fax number now for these records. And, you know, as a patient, these are things you need to think about. I mean, you shouldn't have to expect stupid to happen at these places, but they do. And trust me, Mount Sinai Hospital Mount Sinai St. Luke's, that is a phenomenal hospital. But you're only as good as the stupidest person working in the chain. And if you have somebody that does stupid, then unfortunately it can mess you up. And, you know, take a look at them. So they now got fined, okay, by Health and Human Services because of HIPAA, $387,000, and now they're up for a $2.5 million negligence lawsuit. This is something that really scared the hell out of me being an employer, because if I caught an employee do something stupid that could put me or my patients at risk, I had to let them go, and I had to let a lot of people go. I hate the fact that I had to do it. I didn't have to let people go for the recession. We just, you know, were really, really selective at who we hired to make sure that we didn't have somebody who was an idiot. Because when you're talking about patients' medical records and their life, I can't have somebody half-assed. If somebody is half-assed enough to pick a fax number and fax HIV medical records, you think they're going to do the referral to the cardiovascular surgeon if my patient needs it correctly? Do you think they're going to let me know that an abnormal lab came across that was a high alert, a real critical lab? You know, that concerns me. And so I need to make sure that your staff, and it stings, but your staff has to be 100%. 97% works, but what if that 3% goof happened, those 3% of goofs happened, was something that was very, very critical and very emergent? So, running a medical office, I'm glad I closed it down, and I'm teaching now at Toro University of Nevada. I miss my patients. I do not miss, in the least, being up at night worrying that one of my staff people did stupid. Then I do stupid. You know, I could very easily misfile something. You know, I used to up the staff file. You know, I could easily misfile. You know, I could easily call the wrong number. I could easily, you know, misdial a number, get an answering machine, and go, look, we got your results. They look good. You know, come on in. What results? So, privacy has to be number one. And, the patient has every right to sue. It stinks that the hospital has to pay for something that one of their employees did, but that's just the way the system is. And, you as a person who's like, look, you know, I'm worried about my HIV status, but the last thing I want is somebody anytime down the line to fax it to somebody, you're going to be more hesitant to get diagnosed. And that's scary. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. We'll be right back.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.